Finding work is a perpetual challenge for most actors in Hollywood. Commentator Annabelle Gurwitch says she's seeing a new trend among her acting colleagues who are looking for a new day job.
Actors are canny people. When we find ourselves at liberty, we often develop other talents, have babies, and/or schedule a nip and tuck when underemployed. For the less well-heeled, there is the time-honored tradition known as the whacktress, waiter-actress, although this has been usurped in the last few years by the yogtress, yoga teacher-actress. And now, a new trend seems to be taking hold in Los Angeles. As I speak, I have 7 actress friends who are in the process of becoming psychotherapists, or theractresses. Actually, the theractress is not that far-fetched an idea. First of all, the best actors are good listeners. It also must be noted that many actors have a real and abiding interest in the psychology of others. Of course, nothing is more fun for actors than losing their minds, preferably on camera, then turning this exploration of psychosis into an award-winning performance. Secondly, and in all seriousness, there is a genuine link between the goals of therapy and the true aim of the theater. In the enactment of dramas, as Aristotle himself discussed in the 4th century BC, the tragic hero is shown moving towards the committing of some deed that may cause great suffering. Then, through the playing out of the consequences of his action, his true nature is revealed. Call me cuckoo, but I'm going to therapy looking for the same thing. In this current economic climate, I myself have considered theracting as a career option, and with my own many years in therapy, I've certainly had a lot of experience in this arena. Plus, I could impart a great deal of empathy to my patients, as I have suffered a veritable grab bag of mental maladies on screen. I've played a woman grieving over the loss of a child, a mother of 6 driven mad by poverty, a predisposition to mental illness, and uncomfortable footwear, a sufferer of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and 1 suicidal drug-addicted gangbanger. Of course, in my fantasy of my new career, I would still want to act, so there is the downside for my clients when I cancel while shooting on location or immerse myself in preparation for a role and must speak in obscure dialects during their sessions. On the other hand, the theractress phenomena might even herald a new trend in psychotherapy. Seeing your therapist, say, get possessed by aliens and rampage through town, one of my finer cinematic moments, might have the positive effect of putting my client's problems in perspective. And if I don't get a good job soon, we might just find out.
Annabelle Gurwitch lives in Los Angeles.